Senator, if I may, I'd like to do a follow-up. You mentioned TARP, and you defended TARP. The Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate, Robin Carnahan, has been harshly critical of TARP and has been harshly critical of Republican Roy Blunt for basically orchestrating getting some of the Republicans to vote for it to get it passed in the House. Do you disagree with Carnahan on this? Do you understand her, or how does it jive? How does it sink?
Well, I certainly believe that Robin Carnahan by far is the most independent and strongest candidate for the United States Senate, and she has the heart of a reformer. She doesn't have the heart of an insider. And I think she would be a terrific addition to the United States Senate. Having said that, there's a lot of people I support that I disagree with. I disagree with the president on a number of things, and I certainly supported him for president. I disagree with Robin Carnahan on some things. You know, if you're going to represent Missouri, you need to have an independent streak, I think, to represent Missouri accurately. And so that independent streak, I think, is very important. There's no question that Roy Blunt is a party person. He, of course, he organized votes for TARP because it was President Bush's bill. He was going to be for TARP because President Bush was for TARP. It was President Bush's idea. It was President Bush's Secretary of the Treasury that briefed us in a crisis mode that we were going to have a disaster if we didn't do it. So, you know, it doesn't take rocket science to figure out that Roy Blunt was going to be on board because he was always on board for anything the Republican Party wanted. So I believe I can explain my vote on TARP and why I did it, and I think, and I will continue to defend my vote. That doesn't mean that I don't think that Robin Carnahan is the better choice for the United States Senate.
Is Robin Carnahan wrong, though, on her evaluation of TARP?
Well, I'm not going to criticize Robin Carnahan's position on TARP because I think a lot of her opposition to it is that Roy Blunt is not being upfront with Missourians about who he really is and what his record represents. And he actually went so far as to say in writing in one publication that he hadn't voted for it. So I understand why she's making this an issue, because he's trying to go out in Missouri and say, I'm a reformer, and they're a huge problem in Washington when he's been part of the problem. So I get why she's criticizing him on TARP. As to whether or not that should have passed, she and I disagree on that.
You do not regret your vote in support of TARP?
No.